Hello and welcome to Bible Focus. I hope you had a great weekend, but it's good to be back together again to open up the scriptures and dive into God's word. And this week we have Warner Shebemba joining us again to do a part two of his series that he did last week titled God of All. And so without further ado, I'll hand over to Warner to kick off this week.
We're going to be looking through what does it mean that Jesus is our brother? What does that entail for us? What does that reveal to us about who God is? And this is also kind of a pseudo sequel to one of the Bible focuses that we looked at previously on what does it mean for Jesus to be God's final statement to the world. And I really encourage you to go and have a listen to that if you have the chance. So we're going to be looking together at Romans 8, verse 28 to 30. And this is kind of going to form the framing of what we're going to look at in the previous sessions as well. I'm going to read from Romans 8, 29 to 30. And this is going to provide some of the framing for the sessions that are going to come. Reading from the New Living Translation, and it says this: For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. So we're going to look at Matthew 3, verse 16 and 17. And it says this, a well-known phrase here: After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy. And one thing that we see that is revealed here in this Matthew scripture is that the God of the Old Testament, Yahweh, the God who is known by the people of Israel, is revealed in a fresh way here. Yahweh is revealed as a relational God in a really strong way. We see the Spirit of God at work. We see Jesus at work, but we also see the Father claiming Jesus as his son, announcing him as his son. He's showing us that within God himself, within Yahweh himself, is Father and Son and Spirit. And God is relational in his own being without needing to have angels or other beings or spirits. God is relational within himself. But not only is God relational, God is also familial. That it's not just a distant relation, it's not loose connections, it's not a connection that is only because they are divine and share the same nature, but actually this relationship is familial. It's Father, Son, and Spirit. There is a quality that is there between God as Yahweh that is revealed to us here in this moment in Matthew 3. And it tells us that God is, first of all, the relationship, because God is eternal and God is the family. He is everything that it means for a family unit. If we want to know what is a relationship supposed to look like, what is a family supposed to look like, God is the originator of all of those things. And so it lets us know, first of all, that this is the idea that we need to look at when we are thinking of sonship, of family, and of relationship. And then let's look together at John 17, verse 20 to 21. And it says this: I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And they may be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. And here Jesus is describing the heart and mission of God in accomplishing what he came to do here on the earth. And it's actually that we would be able to enjoy a quality of life that mirrors this divine family. As we looked at already, God is relational and is familial, and his intention for humanity is to experience that very same intimacy of familiarity and relational living, not just with him, but also with ourselves. That actually a trademark of being God's people is that we are a people who live well together. That part of what the testimony of Jesus is, part of what is the gospel message, is that people would look at the body of Jesus here on the earth, would look at people from different backgrounds, different nationalities, different social, economic backgrounds and family differences, but actually that they would be able to be living as one family in a true and honest relationship. That actually we're called to be a community that is perfectly united. And that is because we are connected together by someone who is already perfectly united. We're not trying to find our own way of building community. We're not trying to find our own way of being relational. We're not trying to find our own way of being familial. But actually, this is something that we are born into. When we are born again, it really does do something to us because we are born into the family of God by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so everything that Jesus did was so that we would be able to replicate the reality of this divine family. And we're going to keep looking at this in some of the other sessions. So I hope you manage to tune in as you're able to. But we're going to look at what is the significance of us having an older brother, having someone who has gone before us. What is the significance of what it means for us to be welcomed into this family? How does that impact us as we live together as a church community, but also as we live amongst other people? And then what does that mean for us now and our purpose in God's plan, in his mission, that we are included in that? And it's really an incredible thing. And I hope you'll see that it is an encouraging thing, that actually everything that God has done for us is that we would come to know true relationship, true, genuine relationship that goes beyond the surface level, but that is relational, that it is familial, and that it is united in our expression. And really, it's one of the greatest things that God has given us.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have today here on Bible Focus. I really do hope that you have been blessed and encouraged as you started this second week in Warner's series titled God of All. And if you missed all the previous sessions last week, you can find them on our website. That's gnba.net. That's gnba.net. There you'll find this program, Bible Focus, as well as a whole host of other biblical podcasts and programs which will bless you. But you can also find this program on your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. All you have to do to find it is just type in Bible Focus Good News Broadcasting and you should be able to find it. From there, you can give us a follow, you can give us a like so you stay up to date on new episodes. But as well as that, you can give us a comment or a like rating as it does help get the word out there further. But I hope you'll join Warner and myself tomorrow at the exact same time as we continue this series. So have a good rest of your day and we'll see you in the next one.